We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jenna Cameron, John Rich, it is 94 WIP. 888-729-9494 to enter the conversation. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. You can watch and wager on all pro and college sports at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook, region's number one sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, must be 21 to play. All right, John, where do you think the results have come down on this one today? Which team has the brightest future? A, the Eagles, B, the Phillies, C, the 76ers. Where do you think the results came down today on Twitter?
I'm going to say 80% Eagles.
It's not that high, and it shouldn't be even close to that high. It is high, though. 58% say Eagles. 22% say Phillies. 20% say Sixers.
I'm surprised 20% came through on the
Sixers.
Yeah.
I'm not. Because
we've heard no one say the Sixers.
Well, they
today.
Still have the
no one.
We have heard no one's call on the line and say it. I just – look, they do still have foundational pieces. Now it's a shaky foundation. But, I mean, I'm actually –
they've got incredible talent that just doesn't fit together.
But right? Explain to me this Eagles thing that 58% or that you think it should be 80% and you think it's Eagles and Seltzer thinks it's Eagles. Like, where's the – you know, to use the where's the beef line, where's the greatness? I'm not talking about when they won the Super Bowl in 2017. They've been 9-7 2 years in a row.
You've got an owner that will do whatever it takes.
Okay.
You've got – a head coach that everyone believes in and that the players play hard for.
I agree with that.
You've got a culture, a winning culture, many guys on this team who know what it takes to win a Super Bowl. And you've got the franchise quarterback.
I mean, you got 52 other players you got to talk to me about.
I mean,
that's light on all the peripheral stuff.
Well,
I mean,
you've got 52 other players, and that's a work in progress.
Yeah, well.
But the most important position is taken care of, and you feel pretty good about where you sit there.
We're talking about the infrastructure set up for the future. We believe in Jeffrey Lurie more than we believe in John Middleton, more than we believe in Josh
Harris.
And it's
not even close.
And by a lot. And I believe in Doug Peterson more than any other coach in the city. I mean, Girardi, obviously, a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that the infrastructure is the biggest
I
reason.
Yes, I like the pieces for the Sixers, just not the way they add up. I love Girardi. I love the coach, the manager for the Phils. But I worry so much what happens when a couple of these stars go down. You know, the farm system being bereft of talent as far as we know.
Yeah.
It's just like what happens next. It's just you feel confident, you feel solid, you feel like there's a backup plan if the way you're headed initially doesn't work with the Eagles. And that's been proven by the fact that they've started out the last 2 years awful. They've been bad. And they bounce back. There's resiliency there that I know that regardless of the hand they're dealt, they'll figure out a way to, you know,
but
exchange their cards.
So I got to ask you a question. So I'm thinking about Markelle Fultz, which is part of all of this, right? I mean, the miss of Markelle Fultz, the Sixers, if they do it right.
Yeah, to your Tatum point earlier.
Right?
Sure.
These numbers are different, these percentages.
And even Lonzo, better case if you dig Lonzo.
I don't like Lonzo. Is Mickey Moniak ever going to play for the Phillies?
Yeah, I think Mickey Moniak could get up there. I do.
Could
he's still
get
really
up
young,
there?
Man.
I mean, you just say could get up there.
Mickey Moniak's only 21 years old. I mean, he came out of high school at 17. He was drafted at. He's really young still. I still believe in Mickey Maniac. I don't think you can. Yeah, why? He's 21 years old.
But James, you want a guy that's been playing baseball for 4 or 5
but
years.
But that's what happens. Guys don't make the majors till they're mid 20s.
No, I get
that.
But special, if you deserve, yeah, if you're that special. Top
oh, he's not. You asked, is he going to make it to the majors? Right. I'm not. I don't think Mickey Moniak's going to be a superstar or anything like that.
I mean, I want the guy to blaze a trail through the minor leagues if you're the number one pick in the draft.
I think Mickey Moniak will be like an Adam Haseley type guy in the majors. Like, I don't think he'll be anything amazing, right, but I think he'll play.
Let's go to Bill in Richmond. Bill, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Happy Valentine's Day to all you.
Happy Valentine's Day, Bill.
Hey, Seltzer, I've got a really nice date with my girl tonight. If you want to come out and DJ for that, come down to Virginia. That'd be great. You got some good songs playing, man. I'll tell you that. Set the mood a little bit. But listen, I think you guys are way off base with this, and the whole entire city of Philadelphia isn't giving the Flyers credit. 100%. They're the 7th best team in the league this year in the most competitive division in the whole entire NHL. They are the youngest team of, I mean, probably not the youngest. I'd say they probably are top 5 youngest team in the whole entire league. Sean Couturier just turned 27 years old, just like Carson Wentz. How long has Sean Couturier played in the league?
He's been around forever. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he came up so young. Yeah, no doubt.
Well, and here's the thing is that you've got Farabee, Patrick, who hopefully he figures out his injury issues. Carter Hart is arguably – goaltender is arguably the second most important position in any major sport behind quarterback.
It's one or the other.
He's 21 years old.
Yep.
And, I mean, one of the best farm systems in the league. And you've got a good coach. You got Alain Vigneault. You got, you know, Hackstall, who wasn't playing any of our young players. I mean, I look at it and I see them playing teams like the Capitals and the Lightning and the Bruins, the real big, you know, top contenders, and they're beating them. You know, I mean,
well, they have, and look, they've put together a really nice last month. I mean, not just the season; they've played really well the last month, and that's part of why they're back in playoff position again. Look, I hear you, Bill. They've done a very nice job this year. They clearly had been behind the other organizations. I think, as I said earlier, Carter Hart is the guy I actually believe in Philadelphia sports the most for their future. And that might surprise people given some of the other stars, but I do. It's just I want to see even more around him, though. I really do.
I can get that. I can get that.
All right, Bill, give me the best romantic comedy is which one?
I don't know if it's been said yet, but it's an original. And if it doesn't count, give me another shot. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Well, I mean, give you another shot. That's against the rules. You give an answer, you give an answer.
Well, I mean, if you are going to say, like, that doesn't count. I mean, Jerry Maguire to me, I don't know. But Breakfast at Tiffany's
Is Breakfast at Tiffany's a romantic comedy? I mean, no, it's not a comedy enough. I mean, how, you know, no. Right? James, have you seen
it? That's what he's saying. He wants another shot if you're going to say it's not
I haven't
not
seen
a
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
You give an answer. I mean, who you think I'm beat the hammer? I can say my answer is Schmidt. But if you don't count that, then my answer is Luzinski.
Yeah, the only way we give it is if it's an answer
that's
been
said.
Well, we
not
do
that. That's not my style.
Yeah, if you give an answer that doesn't win, you're going to try to give a different answer.
It might be an invalidated question, but I can't uh-huh. ask for a repeat here. Let's go to Darren in South Philly. Darren.
What's up? Like I was saying, you weaseled out of the shrimp bet, Joe. You did. You took a little tiny piece. You're supposed to eat the whole thing. And go ahead here and say you lied, you honored your bet, you didn't.
Yeah, what are you talking
you
about?
He's talking about tripe.
Oh, he's saying
you're shrimp.
Right.
He means tripe.
He ate like a dime-sized piece. Yeah.
Well, I ate it.
30
that
minutes
pathetic.
To do it.
Yeah, yeah, and
it's
did
the worst thing that's ever
you
happened
eat the
on
whole
the
piece
show.
Of sushi? No.
That's
and
true.
To your point where about walks and stuff, and you know, that's it, Joe. You kind of defeated your whole argument with you had the bases loaded. You had a 3-0 count. You could have swung at ball four and got a better pitch where it wouldn't have done you no harm. You chose to walk.
Darren,
I'm
a team player.
That's true.
Man,
team were you playing for? The team down there or your team up here where you could have gotten people on the field for batting practice? Your team that you're with every day of the year, this, you know, makeup team that you're
no,
out with.
No, you claim to be the smartest baseball player, this, that, the third. Everybody knows 3-0 count unless it's a close game.
Well, I'm not saying I'm the smartest. I'm not the smartest baseball. Look, I would put Bonds above me as far as baseball intelligence.
Man,
I mean, I'm up there.
You and Barry Bonds don't belong in the same sentence unless you're interviewing Barry Bonds. That's about it. That's as close to Barry Bonds as you should get. Don't disrespect Barry Bonds like that. That man's a Hall of Famer.
Well,
he's
actually not a Hall of Famer, but he should be a Hall of Famer. All right,
Darren. He was a Hall of Famer before the steroids.
No, I know. I'm just saying the irony of you saying he's a Hall of Famer when, you know, factually speaking, you're actually wrong.
Man, it's just like Pete Rose should be a Hall of Famer.
I agree.
Two of your leaders of your records and not
hey,
be a Hall of Famer.
You know, I just thought of another way that Joe is trying to weasel out of something. As you said
yeah,
earlier, you don't weasel out of things, Joe.
Oh, I haven't with bets.
With this Ben Simmons bet, you're now saying that you're operating on a 28-day system.
No, I joke.
That you are growing a mustache for only 28 days.
No, you can't joke like that.
I asked for the February calendar. That's been denied. I'm going to give you the full mustache, the whole thing. Darren, best romantic comedy.
This fits up your alley, Joe. Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain. You got it. That's not a comedy.
It is not. It's the opposite of a comedy, yes.
By the way,
a tragedy.
There is still the possibility of Ben Simmons not playing enough games to warrant that bet. Now, he probably will, but remember that bet was based on, I think it was 70 games he had to play.
Yeah, he'll play 70 games.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're looking for a way out.
Of course.
That's what you're saying. You can't even help yourself.
Well, I'm just saying.
Even when the spotlight's on you, you can't help because it is in your very nature to weasel out.
Look for an out.
I will have the mustache. Do you say wear? Do you wear a mustache?
Yes.
I will grow.
Yep, you will grow the mustache.
Rock it. You're rocking a mustache.
I will rock the mustache. This is
flaunt.
Gonna be...
I will flaunt. I will culture. I will nurture. I will design the mustache.
No, I'll just have it.
Are you going to go with the curly Q, like grow the ends extra long?
It's just going to be
would look cool.
Of hair is what's going to happen. He couldn't do a curly. It would take him a year to do a curly Q.
Come on. Yeah.
Well, maybe he'll like it.
No, there's no chance. Bob and Penn Salkin. Good afternoon, Bob.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Fantastic. Until the mustache is gone.
You know, if I was a betting man, and I don't know if you guys are, I love betting the Phillies over 85 games this year.
Sure.
Would we all not agree that the Phillies on paper look better today than they did last year?
Yeah,
I would agree with you. Given the fact they won 81 last year, I think above 85 is the way to go.
It sounds like a no-brainer. And then even if there are still some moves to be made out there, I would only imagine those moves to make the team even better. So, I'm looking at easily over 85, if not close to 90 this year.
Yeah, you just never know where injuries are going to set in, who they're going to set in with. And so, you know, let's remember, Zach Wheeler doesn't have the greatest injury history. We'll see.
No, I do understand injuries play part of it. But we got to agree that beginning of last year, when they had McCutcheon, leading the way for this team. I mean, it just seems so promising. And I agree, injuries, you can't factor that in, when it comes to betting. But today, I'm all in.
Okay. No, I think you bring up a pretty good point. I think it is a solid bet there. All right, Bob,
best
romantic comedy. Which one do you have?
I got to go with a movie where the guy takes the girl all the way through the movie and gets at the end. I have to go with Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers. That's a good answer.
It's a very good answer.
Well, I think it's a tremendous answer.
Yeah, great answer. I agree.
Yeah, love it. Absolutely love that movie. Let's talk to John, who's with us. John, you're on WIP.
Hello?
Hi, John.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, hang on one second, guys. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Yeah, I'm there. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead, John.
The problem I have with Joe is that it's kind of like a regular contract. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter how many games you play, how many innings you play. And plus, if it won extra innings, would you count that?
I would count that.
Then with the six innings or whatever it was, you should count that.
Well, it was one less inning than when we made the deal, and then it spread out over six different
games.
Well,
then if you want extra innings, it'll be one more inning.
Yeah, but that's understood. There's a rule called the law of understanding, And I will bring the law of understanding,
understanding
to the court.
Understanding is your weasel out of it.
The law of understanding will be part of the proceedings Thursday of next week.
I hope not. No, actually, I do hope that you try to apply your law of understanding.
I got to come up with some legal
terms.
That'll
be good.
I don't know which ones it'll be yet. All right, John, you got a chance here to win the VIP Guns N' Roses package. What do you got here for a romantic comedy?
Fever Pitch.
Fever Pitch. You got it, John. Appreciate the call. And again, that's a Guns N' Roses Paradise City Lounge package, VIP. If you don't win it today, tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Let's do a little thing we do, well, almost every Friday, except we didn't last Friday.
Or the Friday before that.
But something we typically do on Fridays at 1:30 called the Drop of the Week.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
All right, so my recollection is there's all going to be great stuff in here.
Yeah, let's dive right in because we got a lot to get to. Let's start off with Joe DeCamera trying to impersonate Steve Urkel.
Did I do that?
Okay,
all right.
Does not
pretty good by you.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Joe. You also said this.
What was the purpose of this?
The groin.
Joe?
You got to get the
it's
groin.
It's not
loose.
A flattering video.
You need a loose groin. So you need to cut that last part, James.
Video.
You need a loose groin.
Yeah. That's the drop right
yep.
there. Okay, Joe. You also said this.
They got a lot of massive holes.
What were you talking about?
I don't know. That's not that funny. What are you thinking about?
All right.
Come on, man.
More groin talk.
Yeah, I tore both groins last year.
Okay.
What was it?
I tore both groins last year.
Yeah, well, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. John Ritchie, first appearance in this drop of the week, doing his Andy Reid impression.
We need more of that. You know, you're going to catch more balls here than you ever did in Oakland. And that's why we need you. That's why we need you.
That's awful.
I thought it was all right.
Oh,
the cadence was good.
Sound like Andy?
No, it doesn't sound like Andy at all. It's terrible.
I thought the cadence was good.
Come on, be real. If I did that, you guys would criticize me from now until 2022.
Right,
that's a bad imitation.
That's fair. All right, this one we've heard a lot. It's become part of the show, but from Times Yours Caller, the Weasel.
Okay.
It's a great drop. Big fan. All right, we're not going to do the whole thing because obviously we've already got too much to get to, but the horse hotel room.
Yes.
Little snippet.
I thought they were saying they wanted to take the horse to the hotel room. A lot of people thought so.
All right. Speaking of laughing, we had a caller had a pretty aggressive laugh.
That's not real.
Yeah, that was real.
That was a caller laugh. One more time.
Oh,
man.
I remember when it happened.
All right.
It's an angry laugh.
Joe had never heard of a band and definitely didn't say it right.
Incubus with 311.
Incubus.
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 And what do I say, 311 or 311? What do I say here?
You say 311.
No.
311. 311, baby. 311.
God.
I don't know. How do I know?
311.
I don't know. What do I know? 311 and Bad Flower.
Oh, boy.
311.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
All right, Joe, we'll turn it around for you. I honestly think this might be the best impression you have ever done on this show.
Thank you.
You're Howard Dean.
We're going to Michigan. We're going here. We're going to stay at the White House. Yeah!
Oh, you're right.
The scream
you
at the end is pretty
that.
Good.
Yeah,
the
you
end.
You
nailed
yeah!
it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Thank you.
That's very good. All right. This one I think has a real chance to win. What were you talking about here, Jack?
I'm very, very small these days.
Wouldn't admit that, man.
I have no comment. I'm very, very small these days.
Okay. That's an incredible drop. You can use that constantly, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
It's got versatility.
Yeah.
Okay. Another one that's got versatility. Joe, you said this.
I got nothing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You got nothing.
That's pretty good.
All right. Richie's reaction to seeing a picture of Joe's groin.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You'd have to see the photograph to truly understand.
I don't think you would understand even after seeing the photograph.
Right.
Because I don't.
Yeah, I was. I gotcha.
I still don't.
James, what's
Joe,
next?
We didn't know this was Wheelhouse, but it turns out it is.
Yeah, I need Angela Lansbury. Oh, that was terrible. Yeah, I need Angela Lansbury. Okay.
Okay, part of a much longer rant, but I'll just give you the end of it. Stop being cheap, Phillies. This is me. This whole money thing has to stop. You're a big boy. You're in a big market. Act like it.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
The rant was probably better than the little snippet. All right, this one. Oh, man. Thank you to the Times Yours callers from yesterday to point this out. You got into it with Howard yesterday, and you talked about giving someone a treatment.
I'll give him the centimeter treatment. That's funny. I'll give him the centimeter treatment.
Oh, man.
Well, I was talking about asking, but that's a whole other matter.
Right. Oh, man.
Yeah. All right. Heads out of the gutter.
Last one from today. Richie, talking to you.
Your sweet lover.
So what are we choosing here?
I mean,
who was your sweet lover?
Helen Hunt. I think it's.
I'll give him the centimeter treatment.
No. His talking about himself.
Very, very small these days.
There you go.
Is that the one?
It's one of those
two. Perfect, right. Joe.
Well, there you go. What are you gonna do?
Use it forever.
You need a loose groin.
That's pretty good too. That's pretty good too. What do we think?
I think his small quote.
All right. I defer.
His self-reporting.
All right, so our winner of Drop of the Week.
Very, very small these days.
All right, congratulations to that.
All right, there you go. That's Drop of the Week. Let's go to the phones, 888-729-9494. Talk to Lou is with us. What's up, Lou?
Hey, guys. You guys are having too much fun out there. I'm listening from Vegas. I wanted to contribute a little bit.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
First of all, Spike Eskin, he's got to recuse himself. He sounded like I was getting ready to get on a flight yesterday to come back home to Vegas, and I was listening. I don't know what the bet is. I honestly don't know what's going on, but he sounded like one of those guys that was never picked on the softball team at the end of the, you know, everybody was picked but him. And when he got onto the phone telling you that he was your boss and you had to bow to him and everything, Spike, you need to get a hobby. And I think you should recuse yourself here.
Wow.
Yeah, about that?
Wow. So you're saying.
I would like to say that this is not the view of the show, that we have nothing to do with these comments.
I realize that, sir. He's not my boss, okay? And that's the important thing.
I think he was just playing it up a little bit, Lou.
I know he was. It was all in fun.
Yeah.
Hey, baseball rules. I like the rules. They're trying to make the game a little bit shorter. What they're doing in the minor leagues, and I think you guys might know this already, is they're timing pitches. So maybe 12 to 15 seconds in between pitches, which would really speed the game up. I played in tournaments when I was younger when they did that, and it didn't affect the quality of the game. You could still have all the commercials in between the innings. Yeah. So
I think that's the bit, Lou. There's no doubt in my mind that's the biggest thing. I remember saying to someone when I was at the Phillies Fantasy Camp a couple weeks ago, I said, could you imagine – if one of us or all of us, when we're batting, just like, you know what I'm going to do in between this pitch? I'm going to step out of the batter's box.
I'm going to unstrap my glove.
Yeah, unstrap this glove, that glove. I'm going to look down at this guy. Okay, let me breathe. Hold on, let me do the gloves again. Okay, back into the batter's box. By the way, then here's just a pitch.
Yeah.
Okay, let me do it all over again. Like everybody else that's at that game
that
would look at the guy like, dude.
Right.
Get it together.
Yeah,
knock
it's
it
crazy.
Off. The fact that it's permitted at Major League Baseball that's on TV and in front of thousands of people in a venue and millions of people that might watch, they just let it get out of control. It never should have happened like that.
It's out of control.
Yeah,
12 seconds is more than enough time. And you would really shorten the game. And it wouldn't affect, in my opinion, affect the quality of the game.
I think that's a great point.
And
last point, Lou?
And I'll move on. The Astros apology. I was listening yesterday. People were outraged because of how they apologized. They're not sorry. They're not sorry.
Yeah, why would they be?
You can't apologize for something you're not sorry for.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're not apologizing the way we would all like them to apologize is because they're not sorry. They're sorry they got caught.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame because I listened to the Astros management saying it didn't affect the game. Maybe it did. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
Well, it is ridiculous.
Anyway,
Lou, best romantic comedy. Which one?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
You got it, buddy. Lou, keep the phone calls coming. That was a great call right there. 888-7-
Mrs. Doubtfire is not a rom-com.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's about a guy trying to regain access to his kids.
Again, not every comedy is a romantic
comedy. Yeah, you got it. There's got to at the center of a rom-com, it's a relationship. Right?
I mean, that
like
is
love.
That is at the center of the movie. He's trying to get her back, but Sally Field. But it's not a romantic comedy. I don't think.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He was trying to get
Sally
Field
back. Yeah, the
Sally
whole thing
Field
is he's trying to get
I
her back.
I forgot. So he wasn't just trying to spend time with his kids. He was trying to win his wife back.
Wait, I think so, right?
Well,
or am I wrong about that?
Yeah.
No, he was trying to spend time with his kids.
Yeah.
They were divorced, I thought.
No, yeah, he was trying to spend time with his kids. That was the point of the movie.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to get her back.
I think a rom-com.
Because she had the new boyfriend at one point and stuff. Yeah.
Right. All right. Time's yours. Is coming up next. Hey, FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. Actually, for all sorts of reasons. They've got all the bets you could want. They've got a great, easy-to-use app. New promotions every day, and once you win, they get you your cash fast. And you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook. Well, now's the time. Because right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free, meaning you can place any bet, and within 7 days of sign-up, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 back in site credit if you don't win. And so much to choose from, of course, across all these different legs, all the games, and all the future bets and MVPs and who's going to win the title and over-unders for a season. It's all there for you at FanDuel Sportsbook. To claim your first bet risk-free, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android. Be sure to sign up using promo code Joe. Again, that's promo code Joe to get your first bet risk-free with FanDuel Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.